Biden National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says about Israel's anti-Hamas offensive in Gaza. At the same time, Sullivan is adding that the administration is urging Israel not to launch a ground operation in Rafah in southern Gaza. Wholesale inflation surged last month. The producer price index soaring 0.5% from March to April. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 5 points, and this is SRN News.
Donald Trump's indictment proves that saving America is not going to be easy. There are entrenched powers that are fighting this with everything they've got. They want to keep control over the country, the narrative, and the nation's money supply. Hi, I'm Lance Wall now. I'm a news analyst, a Christian author, an evangelical leader. I speak to millions of people every week, people just like you. You see, what the elites are doing is using inflation and government handouts and now central bank digital currencies to determine how they're going to control America. And that's why I recommend all Christians start a gold IRA from the Birch Gold Group, because physical precious metals are one of the few ways you can maintain control over your own savings. To get a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and you'll see why a gold IRA can help you. There are no strings attached. Text the word FAITH to 989898 and you're going to be blessed by taking action right now.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Truckers, if you are looking for green grass, contact Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. In business since 1959 and still growing. Call today, 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The wet pattern continues for now, especially first half of the day today. But there's more rain late in the week. Showers and thunderstorms likely today. Some storms strong, possibly severe. 83 the high today. Maybe a couple of leftover showers this evening. Tonight's low 66. The best day is tomorrow, Wednesday. Lots of sunshine. Highs in the mid-80s. Dry during the daytime hours Thursday, high 86. But more rain and thunderstorms Thursday night and Friday. Locally heavy rainfall. And maybe a couple of leftover showers over the weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane across from Del Rey to Publix.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, here are today's top stories. Employees at Mercedes-Benz plant in Vance, Alabama, began voting Monday on whether to organize a union with the United Auto Workers. Voting ends Friday in the high-stakes election that comes as the UAW is trying to crack union resistance in the Deep South. 10 individuals have been charged with theft of federal program funding from Tuskegee University. 4 are former Tuskegee University employees who created purchase orders so that checks would be issued to co-conspirators. The multi-year theft scheme diverted about $500,000 in federal funds. The price of liquor may be going up in some Alabama counties. On Monday, Governor Kay Ivey signed a bill that matches the sales tax on liquor sold at ABC stores with the rate in the county and municipality where the ABC store is located. Liquor sold at ABC stores currently is taxed at 2%. The new law goes into effect in November. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
For over 40 years, Headley Plumbing has been fixing the River Region's plumbing problems with fast, affordable service. The pros at Headley are ready to respond anytime you need help, and they charge fair rates for their expert service. They help River Region homes and businesses every day, from repairing leaky faucets, septic tank service, replacing damaged sewer lines, or just unstopping a blocked drain. Trust the experts at Headley Plumbing. Call 285-3667. Headley Plumbing, 285-3667. Remember Headley's motto, in our business, a flush beats a full house.
Headley Metal Buildings has been your source for quality metal buildings in the River Region since 2007. Carports up to 24 feet wide, RV covers, storage buildings, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. Your structure can be customized, installed on level ground, and comes with a 20-year warranty. Let Headley Metal Buildings help you find the perfect solution. Financing available? Call 285-3667 for details or find Headley Metal Buildings on Facebook.
box tonight.
I need you to make something disappear.
Issue the alert.
Don't miss the epic season finale of Alert.
We are done playing by your rules.
As one of their own goes missing.
She's not a fugitive. Someone grabbed her.
I'm coming for you.
The MPU will break all the rules.
You picked the fight with the wrong people.
To bring them home.
Run out of time.
Down on the ground! Jay!
The season finale of Alert, Missing Persons Unit on Fox.
Tonight on Fox 20.
It's that time of the year again. Time to beat the heat and keep those pesky insects out of your outdoor living space. Just Blinds and Prattville, with over 35 years of experience, is ready to show you a better way. Keep the heat out, the bugs too, and cool your outdoor space by up to 10 degrees. Whether it's screen shades for your boat dock, sun shades for your outdoor kitchen, Just Blinds literally has you covered. All designed and installed to your satisfaction, and everything can be easily motorized for super convenience. Visit GoJustBlinds.com to get started.
It's Hannah Grantham and Eddie Bader. We're your friendly real estate duo from Forest Meadows Homes and Land.
Are you thinking of selling your home, wondering when the right time is, or where even to begin?
That's where we come in. With our expertise, we guide you from start to finish to ensure a smooth transaction.
From market analysis, professional photography, helping negotiate the best deal for you, and so much more, we've got you covered. So if you're ready to list, give me, Eddie Bader, a call at 334-322-0662.
And me, Hannah Grantham, a call at 334-368-6358. And let us show you why our clients say we turn stressful into successful.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Alabama Unfiltered Radio, powered by 1819 News. To join the conversation, call 334-272-9228. Now, here's your host, Scott Beeson.
Welcome back into the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. I'm Scott Beeson. The ladies of Liberty, Allison Sinclair, Amy Beth Shaver are here. Sky's here. Big Dave, Jeeves, Petroff, everybody making sure that we can broadcast to over half the people in the state of Alabama, those who are smart enough to listen. Don't forget, you can check us out at AlabamaUnfilteredRadio.com. Doesn't get updated all the time, but for whatever, if we have internet issues or something, you can always find us at AlabamaUnfilteredRadio.com. Let's go out to, is it Eric the Duck? Yeah, Eric the Duck, welcome to the program.
Hey, buddy. How y'all doing?
Eric, we're doing great, brother.
Man,
what happened to Dixter?
Dixter split long ago.
All right, we'll have to get Dixter.
He'll call back.
I'm partly cloudy right now with a good chance of rain because it's hotter than you know what up here. And I had to come out. I'm telling you something, Beeson. I'm getting burnt out with it.
You've been in the attics long enough, haven't you?
Shit, 30 years.
That's a long time to be in the attic. How old are you, Eric the Duck?
Close to 60.
Woo,
wow.
Man. Yeah, but you probably get around better than most 50-year-olds because you are in the attic so much.
Yeah, I mean, Eric the Duck, I pay a lot of money to go to a workout that puts me in an attic for 40 minutes. So you get that for free. I think you're a genius.
Well, I tell you, when I get off work, see, the bad part is, though, Allison, is when you got, this is the problem for you guys. I love each and every one of you, but when you got a little bit of a headache from drinking a few Budweiser's too many the night before, and then you crawl your ass up in that attic, guess what you're doing? You think very long and hard about what, I quit 1,000 times drinking. Drank the damn thing when I get off. I'm just, you know, it is what it is. But regardless of, man, aside from that, Scott, it was peaceful. It was quiet, laid back. And I said the warden's back. It is what it is. But hey, we're glad to have you, Scott. You, hey, you are. But you know, I'm back on a serious matter. There's so much politics. I don't even know how you survived working in politics as long as you did for what short time. But man, I tell you, you gotta have thick damn skin to do that, because I bet you had more enemies than you did friends, because
That's a given.
I mean, when you walk into walking that fine fire, you know damn well that they're out to get you. Don't go their way. You're a villain. So I think you've got to be leather skin or alligator skin or whatever. But I won't rather. Oh, I got one quick mention before I go back up. But I'm already working on the possum.
Okay.
You're going to see, because I'm not Rembrandt and I'm not Angelo, but I get it. You'll get the idea. But either way, Randall, when he calls, tell him I need to holler to him through my nephew. He'll know what.
Okay. Well, he's listening. He's going to be up. He's going to be up in just a minute after Paul.
I appreciate you guys.
All right, Eric. See you, buddy. Be careful up in that attic.
Yes, sir.
Paul P., welcome to the program.
Bless his heart. He's up in an attic. At least it ain't extremely hot yet.
No, not quite, but I bet it's getting there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I used to do roofing years ago. And during the spring and the summertime, you catch the heat from the attic, from the sun on your back. I feel for him. But what I was calling in reference to was the gentleman giving scripture earlier. You know, you think back to when Abraham and Lot were standing there at Sodom and Gomorrah, and Abraham told Lot, whichever way you choose, I'll go the opposite.
Uh-huh.
Okay? Now, we have a general idea of what was going on in Sodom and Gomorrah. And when the angels of the Lord came to Lot to tell him that they need to get together and get out of the city, because the Lord was going to destroy the city, we know what the deal was.
Uh-huh.
I say that to say this. With our politicians leading our nation and our young in the direction that they are and misleading them away from Scripture, I don't want to even think about what's in store for them. And I don't get a pretty picture of it at all.
It's going to be bad, Paul P.
All right.
Thanks,
That's all I got to say today.
Hey.
Later, guys. Ladies.
Later.
Bye.
That was a mic drop moment, actually. Yes, it's fascinating what we're doing. I've been working on or trying to figure out how to encapsulate the whole concept of what it means to be a political leader who helps keep children away from Christ, and helps lead them down the path of destruction. I just think, I don't know. I don't know how to explain it. Somehow there's a misunderstanding that our elected officials are probably extra responsible. There's varying punishments after death. There's varying rewards after death for the saved. And I mean, you know, we're all in America, especially we're fulfilling those roles of the Old Testament kings, the Old Testament judges. You know, we the people, so we're getting the same sort of, you know, tons of the Old Testament is the story of God saying, hey, this king, you know, followed the Lord, and this one didn't, and this is what happened, and this is why. And tons of the stories are the king comes along and says, hey, look, we're going to follow God. And I'm going to tear down the high places. We're going to get rid of all of this stuff. Officially, we're going to get rid of it. And the hearts of the people oftentimes didn't change, but they were blessed because the kingdom was following these guidelines. And I think about us as Americans, our kingdom is not following the guidelines, and how many of our own people on the conservative side or the Christian side are our elected officials who believe that they're being good by doing the opposite of what God says. I don't know how to explain it to people. in a way that they can take it. In my mind, I'm trying to figure out how to tell churchgoers how to explain it to them first, and it's hard for them because we've all been so brainwashed for so long in the be nice gospel.
Because we don't know worldview, which is something Allison and I are going to tackle on Thursday night. We know you've already spoken really? There before, so we're lucky, Scott.
I don't even know where I'm going.
We're going to the North Jefferson Republican Club.
That was years ago.
But one of the... I think both of y'all?
Yeah, we'll be in Gardendale
at the same time.
You're just now hearing the news? We broke this yesterday on
because
the program.
I live in Hoover.
He wasn't listening yesterday.
He was doing things.
See, that's when you don't listen to the show.
Yeah. But you should come with us. But it's worldview. Right. And we separated into this foolish notion, I think Francis Schaeffer years ago, I just am about to order one of his last book. Mm-hmm. We separated this upstairs, downstairs model from like public life, private life, and there's no separation. And so we're still dealing very much with the repercussions of not understanding that there is in Christ zero separation. Right. There's also no golden mean, Aristotle's thought. There is no meeting in the middle. Mm. And like we've learned from, you know, was it Bonson guy that we listened to his worldview stuff? There isn't. And so that's why even in the church, they are thinking, oh, but they're nice. Oh, but they're sweet. Scott Harris wouldn't do that. I sit on the same pew with him. Yes, he did. And he did. Right. And he still hasn't apologized.
Right.
Or these people who are okay with naked pictures for our kids in the library, and that's okay. They're just going to look past and walk past it.
Right.
They do not have a concept that there's no separation, that all of life is to be lived before the throne, coram deo, before the throne of God. All of it. And I'm sorry, but in the end, when we have to give an accounting of our life, it is not going to go well unless we get that back and understand what a biblical worldview means. And even when they polled pastors, I think it's like a very small percentage of pastors even have a completely biblical worldview.
Right.
That's the problem. So we're sending ourselves out into the world, mm-hmm. and we're still sheep. But we don't have the full picture. We don't have the full understanding. And so we keep getting trapped and tangled and interwoven with things we never should, instead of just quite simply giving the example of like Josiah in the Old Testament. He was a very young king. But as soon as he found the law of God and he read it to the people, it's like, well, this is what we're going to do. Mm-hmm. So age for God is never a factor.
Right.
It is he expects you to do the right thing immediately where you are, no questions asked. If we had a few people that would do that, we'd be fine.
Yeah, if we were just striving for it, we'd be much better off.
We don't.
Wow. I'm with you. Thursday night, huh?
Thursday night.
Man, I don't know if that place can handle both of y'all at the same time.
It's going to be lit. Watch out.
Let's go to Randall. Randall, welcome to the program. Thank you for listening.
Oh, yes, sir. And to sum this up, kind of, I ain't saying sum it up, but the reason that we're where we are with all this is because we don't worry about what people think about us no more. You know what I mean? We done got to that point where people, you know, don't care about, you know what I mean? I say that, and then I said that way wrong. That is not how I wanted to articulate. All right, come back there. Let's try this over. All right. We are too worried about what the family's going to look like when we have one of our nieces that's acting like a cat, but we don't want to, we want to keep it hushed so you don't find out who it really was. Mm-hmm. You just know that happened, and you know, so we don't want to like step up to the plate and really take short. We want to point at everybody else's family and say it starts at home. But this little problem right here is more at your doorstep, you know what I mean? And a lot of people want to raise their hand about because they don't want the family to look bad. And they worried about what the family looks like instead of what Christ wants them to look like behind closed doors. They would.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've gotten to that point. And how do we fix it? I mean, you're going to have to quit worrying about your image, your family. We all are tarnished. We all are, man. And boy, I know my family hate me. You know what I mean? Like, it's this way or it's no way. I mean, we got to call out these problems and we got to point them out and slap them up in the face and let's get it and put it on the table. Or we're just going to sit here and talk what they told us to talk about on the news. And so that's just where I'm at on that part. And the pet thing is you're going to have to stand up and say, hey, that was my grandyoungin. You know what I mean? Y'all help. If she does that crap, you call me. I'm coming to the school. Her mama is at work and don't have time. You know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? We got to come back to that part. And so much I want to talk about. But, man, I want to touch on the meteorite thing we talked about, because that is something somewhere y'all can all meet. They closed it down pretty much all the way, but that place, Red Top, is not lying. This is one time that I'm having to ride a plane with Red Top, because, man, there's a pond at the bottom of a lake kind of like thing where it actually hit. If you go down there now, it's hard to get back up. It's steep down that hill, and you ain't supposed to cross anyway. But they don't have it open to public no more anyhow. But I know I'm saying all this, and you know what I mean? They probably like the family.
I want to go.
Because I do. Oh, and let me tell you what the prize is, girl. It's all Greek and Roman themed. I'm talking about when I tell you that place is... Yes, it's the Jasmine Hill Garden, and they shut it down during COVID. They got paid to shut it down, so wouldn't nobody go out there and enjoy life like we supposed to. And they may somebody got sick. Let me back that up. But anyway, let me tell y'all, you need to go, because a lot of these statues came from over there. They ain't no knockoffs. This ain't nothing that was pumped.
All right, we got to take a break. Randall, you're welcome to stay. We'll be back.
Listen up real close, because Dietzful Ace Hardware on US 31 North in Prattville has it all. Get off on the Pine Level exit and go north on US 31. Lawn and garden supplies and spring right around the corner. Concrete statues that beautifies any property in bird baths, pottery, steel products, grilling and accessories, Big Green Egg, Traeger, Uni, pizza ovens, Ariat Workwear, they have it all. Visit them today at Dietzful Ace Hardware on US 31.
The Tierce family has been your local Roto-Rooter service since 1964. Drain cleaning, plumbing repair, and those troublesome septic tanks, no problem. Technology has changed a bit in the last 54 years. Video inspections of lines to locate problems is available, as well as scheduling your appointment online. River Region residents have trusted Roto-Rooter for over half a century. You can too. Call today at 272-7130 or visit online at rotorooteralabama.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And we go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter.
Don't you love the feeling of coming home to a clean house? Let Southern Bells Cleaning Service get your home in order. Families in the River Region trust Southern Bells because they know Callan and Jesse will show up on time and believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. They bring all their own supplies and specialize in full-service, residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bells today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bells Cleaning River Region.
Hey, my name is Frankie Bumps. I'm one of those guys from Zaza Serious Italian. I want you to know that our competitors ship their lousy sauce in 55-gallon drums across America. Not us. We ship bad people in 55-gallon drums. Zaza Serious Italian, nobody eats better than us.
Zaza Serious Italian, a Montgomery tradition for more than a decade. In the alley, downtown.
For 65 years, Guardian Credit Union has been your trusted financial partner. And now we're proud to extend that trust further by introducing Guardian Insurance Services. Whether protecting your home, car, or even your business, we've got the coverage that fits your needs. Our team is here to guide you every step of the way with the personalized service you know and love. Call 334-819-7555 for a free quote today. Guardian Insurance Services, building on 65 years of trust, now safeguarding your future.
In today's fast-paced world, we don't get enough time to make self-care a priority. Let William Mason Salon in Prattville be your self-care sanctuary. In Aveda Concept Salon, William Mason stylists offer world-class hair care. Their focus on continuing education keeps them inspired and on trend. Come visit their new location at 694 Commerce Court, Suite C in Prattville. Give the gift of beauty with a gift certificate to William Mason Salon. Call them today and schedule your appointment at 285-7200. Find them on Facebook or go to William Mason Salon.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
Now you can add the power of digital advertising to the number one reach of radio. Let Blue Water's 20 years of local advertising and marketing success show you how. Grow your business with a complete suite of digital solutions combined with the reach of the most listened to radio group in the River Region. Call us or go to BlueWaterBroadcasting.com to find out how we can increase your return on investment. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama Values.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Alabama Unfiltered Radio. I am Scott Beeson. Let's get back to Randall real quick, and we got Miss Love and Clark coming up as well. Randall, I know you wanted to have the last word, and I think Amy Beth Shaver has a question for you.
All right. And to set it up on the mountain, I said lake, it love, it's a pond. Okay, don't mean to get me, so it's not that big. And if you do talk to people, there's two things I need. I need a video shoot, and I want my daughter to get married there, because we spent a lot of time when she was younger, because that was halfway between my house, Billingsley and Daveville. And that's where me and her mama met, was in Wetumpka. And I spent a lot of her years, was spent right there in more than places. And, and the other thing I got to say about the raise room, do not go to the raise room. Do not sign up. Do not collect $200 pass go, because you are not going to get no gun. In the future, the raise room is going to be just like you took Xanax. Stay away from them. Don't go to them. They get sued. They start out in California, shut them down. And usually they start out at axe rooms. One of my partners had one. Johnson Gamble, shout out to Gamble Gun.
Oh,
but he had an axe throwing, thing, and it turned into a rage room. And and what you was talking about earlier, Scott, though, the bunny ranch, if you look that up, it's kind of like you, like, if you want to go over there, but the bunny ranch is another one that was pretty not being more like you was talking about. And the Amish, let me tell y'all, you already go pay them, you go pay them for a whole day to go hang out and pick carrots that you got to buy from them at the end. I mean, they got it whooped, boy. Like, you go spend, like, take your whole family. They got package deals where you can go farming with the Amish, and then you're going to turn around the same eggs you helped collect. You're going to buy a pie that they use and make them egg with at the end of the day. They have got you whooped.
Randall, where are the Amish in Alabama?
Oh, I don't know.
Do we have any Amish in Alabama?
Yes,
are they,
there's some up north.
Right, or are they
my
Mennonites?
My friend goes to the Amish bakery
sure,
there.
Oh,
Anna Mary's Cakes?
Yeah.
Is that Amish right there or Mennonite? I was trying to figure that out yesterday.
Is that different?
Yes. Mm-hmm. One uses electricity and will drive in a car. The other even darkens their bumpers. Well, actually, Mennonites darken the bumpers.
What do you mean Amish? Darken the bumpers?
They don't want to see any reflection of their face ever. So even their car bumpers, they will darken so that they can't see.
They don't know what they look like?
No. I don't know how they do their hair, though. But then the Amish, like, live in the dark. They use candles. They use oxen to plow. Like, it's completely... It's whack.
What are you doing, Scott?
That's where Randall told me to search for. He said Bunny Ranch, and apparently there's one that's a brothel somewhere.
Oh, my gosh.
Thanks, Randall.
Oh, my gosh.
It showed, it turned around and said hookers for Hillary.
Yes, there's an advertisement.
Everybody.
All right.
Oh, goodness.
Let's go to Miss Love. That'll bring us back
those
to
those are topics
her.
We won't cover on Thursday.
Good morning, Miss Love.
Good morning to you. Yeah, I got some conversation going on today.
So sorry. I forget there are Miss Loves listening, and I feel shame and guilt.
No, don't do that. I'm going to tell you something that happened to me this week. Somebody sent a group message.
Uh-oh.
And in that group message, it said, Happy Mother's Day. And it was this lady, our rebuilding. So when I found out who said it, I told him. I said, did you send that to me, too? She said, well, somebody sent it to me, so I just sent it to other people.
Mm-hmm.
I said, don't send that to me anymore. Don't send anything like that to me anymore. I said, God, come here at this moment and see me looking at that stuff. I'm going to delete it. And don't put in no more group messages.
That's a smart policy, Miss Love. If I could get these two ladies to do that, we would be in great shape.
Yep. Well, you know, each rabbit his own habits. But I don't want to be looking at nothing rated over PG just in case he come that day.
That's exactly right. So you know what we're going to do, Ms. Love? We're going to take all that information, all those things, we're going to put them over in the children's section at the public library, and the legislature and the public library service are A-OK with that.
Well, you know, I told you about that. I told you about the meeting they were having and everything a long time ago.
But yes, ma'am.
You know, when Mary kept me from getting there 2 years in a row, telling me I had to, Ms. Lady director told me I had to take God out of my title. I put all that on the air. What was everybody saying? You know, just think. You got to pick your battles. And if it happened to me 2 years in a row, you should have started then. I love y'all.
Hey, thanks, Miss Love. Appreciate you.
I do want to know, like, honestly, what will... Will Ainsworth and Greg Reed and Jabbo Wagner and Nathaniel Ledbetter and Joe Lovern and David Faulkner and all the House and Senate leadership, you know, that claim to be believers. Like, it would terrify me. You have to stand before God someday and he will say, did you do everything you could to protect my children? And you're going to have to say, sorry, the gambling lobbyists were in town and we just couldn't get around to it. You know, I mean, it's like,
it's
Scott's
true.
Laughing, but I'm so serious.
No,
like,
I was thinking of the response. You know, look, I know it's probably not right, but I'm just thinking of like the Lord's face. If you get to, you know, see Jesus' face, he's like, he's got that face looking like, what did you just, did you really just try that one?
Yes, you, because they're so used to gaslighting. They're going to try to gaslight God.
You can't play lawyer ball with God.
Yeah, like he's already thought of it and out. No. He factored in your own stupidity, which is great, except for when you try to gaslight him, because that's what they try to do to us when we ask questions. Mm. They gaslight. Like, well, that's all they know how to do.
They just didn't get it in the process, the legislative process in time, and we just couldn't get to it.
I feel like they're so out of touch with reality that they really would try, and like they're they know, all of them know it's wrong. They didn't get to the porn filter. They didn't get to, you know.
Which is why I don't even know why that's debatable either. It's just have it off when you buy it. So that you have to purposefully turn it on. That's good for adults, not just kids. Oh, that was one of my questions from the mower. Was, you know, we have these things where, oh, it's okay for adult, but it's not okay for kid. I want to start asking people, okay, so what age do you want me to show your kids? Is it 14? Is it 15? Is it 17? Is it 19?
Or 7.
We got to take another break. Clark will be up next. We'll be back.
what you want, be who you want, and elevate your game to fabulous at Wind Creek Atmore. Stay in our luxurious suites and rooms, relax in the tranquil spa, play any of our 1,700 exciting games on our spacious gaming floor. No matter what fabulous means to you, you'll find it here. Wind Creek Atmore. It's your kind of fabulous. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey guys, this is Todd Clark with River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor in Central Alabama. So remember the name, River Region Contracting, for all your roofing needs. We're not affiliated with any other roofing company in the River Region. We've been in the roofing business since 2005. We don't have to buy our leads, and we don't have to knock on doors when the storms come around. We have thousands of satisfied customers throughout Central Alabama. So call us at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635.
This is Jacob with Best Pro Services. We are locally owned and operated, and we are proud to be a top 15 small business in the state of Alabama. We specialize in pest, mosquito, and termite control, and we would love to earn your business. Give us a call for a free inspection and estimate, 265-9990, 265-9990. Or you can visit us on the web at ppsriverregion.com or find us on Facebook at Pest Pro Services. When you want to know, call a pro, Pest Pro Services.
This is an important announcement from James Jones and your friends at Jones Drugs, your local hometown pharmacy. Are you one of those folks who is perfectly happy with your local pharmacy and the relationship you have with your local pharmacist and have received a letter from your health insurance suggesting that you use one of the chain stores? Or even worse, maybe they want you to order your drugs by mail. What you need to know is in most cases, that's just a suggestion and not something you're required to do. As an essential healthcare worker, your pharmacist is working on the front lines to ensure patient safety while putting him or herself at risk every day. Your relationship with your pharmacist can be just as important as your relationship with your doctor. Are you willing to risk that part of your healthcare to mail order or chain stores where it's almost impossible to have that relationship with your pharmacist? For those who haven't experienced being part of the Jones Drugs family, come see what it's all about. Jones Drugs, with locations in Prattville, Millbrook, Montgomery, and Phoenix City.
Honey, did you call an electrician to put in that new bathroom outlet?
No, I thought I'd just get Cousin Ray.
Yeah, but he's not a real electrician.
Oh, Ray's handy. He can do anything.
Being handy and being an electrician are two different things. Electricity is complicated and potentially dangerous. Each year, there are thousands of home fires caused by faulty wiring. You need an expert. To wear the Crosby Electric uniform, you have to undergo background checks, drug testing, continuing education, and rigorous safety training. When you need electrical work, or if you just like someone to assess your home for safety, call the experts at Crosby Electric.
So, how about that nice outlet Ray installed in the bathroom?
Do you think it's safe?
It's fine. See, when I plug in my electric razor, it...
Now the lights are out. I am not sleeping a wink until you get Crosby Electric out here.
Don't take chances with electricity. Call the experts at Crosby Electric, 272-2085, or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
Do you have big plans this summer? Dive into summer with an ASC Credit Union vacation loan. Whether you've got a trip coming up, projects at home, or just need a little extra cash, we've got you covered. So don't put your plans on hold. Visit your ASECU.com or stop by and see us today.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpets, where you will find a complete line of Mohawk carpet with exceptionally clean, smart strand fiber. It's always available and ready to be installed. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The wet pattern continues for now, especially first half of the day today, but there's more rain late in the week. Showers and thunderstorms likely today. Some storms strong, possibly severe. 83 the high today. Maybe a couple of leftover showers this evening. Tonight's low 66. The best day is tomorrow, Wednesday. Lots of sunshine. Highs in the mid-80s. Dry during the daytime hours Thursday. High 86. But more rain and thunderstorms Thursday night and Friday. Locally heavy rainfall. And maybe a couple of leftover showers over the weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
At CB&S Bank, we've been meeting the needs of our customers since 1906. Need help setting up new business goals? Our line of commercial loans can help you achieve them. Go to cbsbank.com to find a location near you. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Yeah.
Welcome back in the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. I'm Scott Beeson.
So I'm out. What are y'all? Sky, what are you giggling at?
Oh, I was just making. Joey's in the room, and I was just.
Oh.
I was giving you instructions that were not audible, but Joey could hear me.
Were you telling me to stop eating my apple and pay attention?
Put the food down, put the headphones on, and let's start the show, okay?
Sorry. Sorry.
I kid because I love you, Alice.
Oh, yeah.
Aww,
I think you're terrific, okay?
Sky, and you got to trust me. We talked about this yesterday. I got you. Yeah, a little bit. You looked a little worried. Well, you were smiling, though.
I'm worried about something else. It's not you. Don't.
Right.
Not I got you, Sky. Okay. I will not let you down.
I know you won't. I trust you.
Okay. What are y'all talking about?
At least not on purpose.
That I can't know about?
Scott, sometimes you just need to not ask questions.
Have you seen... Well, I'm going to say it. Okay.
So, you do understand it's always a game when I say don't, and y'all both are like, what?
What?
We're like little every kids. Time.
So, you know, in New York City and in Dublin, Ireland, that's how they say it.
Do Dublin. They say Dublin? Right?
Do they really say Dublin?
No.
What?
You go over there, it's
What's
Dublin.
It's because they're drunk.
Never mind.
Yeah. It's Dublin.
Dublin.
So they put up a portal and like you can in Times Square. It's it's a big round thing and it has a video. So New Yorkers can stand and see the portal.
Yeah,
they can see the people in Dublin. And Dublin can stand at the portal, big round screen, right, and see the people in New York City. And it's turned out to be a disaster. It's been up for like a week and they finally had to shut it down because
everybody's mooning it.
Well, yes. The first thing that happened is someone in New York.
You knew it. Yeah.
Someone in New York held up their phone, like really close to the camera, and showed the World Trade Centers being bombed.
That's not good.
Whatever.
Classy.
Imploded. Or attacked.
Yeah.
Okay, our talk's done.
Brought down. In some fashion. Maybe planes, maybe not.
Now the liberated feminist women are doing things in front of the camera in New York City.
Really?
And it's
always ugly liberated women.
Well, she wasn't ugly.
Was she not?
No. She may have been too pretty. And so they shut it down. But it's like you see all the Dubliners standing there and it's like little grandpa. And then all of a sudden this crazy woman comes up and starts doing obscene things. And it's like, it's why we can't have nice things. Like, we can't have anything in this society anymore.
No, we can't.
Like, why can't you just, like,
wave? I mean, it used to be, okay, like three teenage guys would run out there and moon and run off with jackets over their heads. And now, y'all have taken it to a whole new level.
Well, depravity sells.
Apparently it so.
Women, we do what we want, where we want. Whenever we want.
Hey, and then we act surprised after we've done things like that people will catcall and try to get our number and maybe take us out for a really swanky dinner.
And then we'll sue you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then go have a rage session. Mm.
So, Sky, have you found it yet on the interwebs?
I forgot what I was looking for.
research for the show.
Yeah. Rage gets the I'm not a woman.
Hold on, no, I'm gonna.
No, I won't send it to you. We don't need to see it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let's go to Clark. Clark, welcome to the program.
No, if she was ugly.
You could send it to me.
You could send it.
Of course.
Nobody would be impressed.
Good morning,
all right, Clark, get it back on the rails.
All right, we're going on the rails. Hi, Scott. Hi, ladies. Hey, Scott.
Good morning.
Hey, Clark.
So, early this morning, Scott, I was listening to radio out of Virginia and listening to a state representative there that had been to a thing yesterday. They passed a budget, and what he was talking about was the fact that they have budget surpluses, and none of the legislators could figure out any way to give any money back to the taxpayers. And the host made the statement that a lot of them were very arrogant and thought it was their money. Mm-hmm. And the state representative said, no, it's really not arrogance. They've just been trained to believe it is their money. Mm-hmm. And I got to thinking about that, Scott. And I had one of those moments of clarity.
Okay.
Now, state governments, local governments, they think that they're little brother to big brother, okay?
Okay.
Now, big brother, the federal government, what does it do when it needs more money? It gets some paper and some ink and Senate makes some more money. They go buy votes with that money, and it enters our circulation. Now, they have more money. We have less wealth. Because what we have is now worth less, or if you have property, it's worth more, so you can pay more taxes on it. Okay. Got my valuations for my property in Marshall County yesterday. Yeah, I'm going to say in 3 years, the property I have is pretty much doubled. Therefore, my tax burden has doubled. But you know, Scott, they think it's their money because it's their money. They just let us use it a little while, and they're perfectly willing to take their money back anytime they want. And that's our big problem.
Yeah, it's true.
I don't disagree.
Now, I figured out where to go with it. I just had my moment of clarity and figured out that they think it's their money because it's their money.
I think Clark gives us talk from the tractor. Is that pretty much what these segments are, Clark?
Talk from the tractor.
You do get a lot of tractor talk, yeah. You can think on a tractor. I got
you
air
can.
In the lines on my tractor, and I'm still giving you thoughts because it ain't been repaired yet.
Fair enough, buddy. Appreciate you.
Take care.
See ya.
Take care.
He's Clark is right. What happened to Lunchbox Bob? He's up. It's his time. Doggone it.
Well.
It really is. The government, whether it's local government, state government, federal government, they really do see the tax money as it is their money. It is the state's money. It is the government's money. They really have a hard time even considering giving it back.
But when did that happen?
A long, long time ago.
Okay.
Probably, this guy's going to probably agree, it was probably written in stone in the late 1860s. Am I wrong, Scott?
Can't disagree with that. I was thinking about the first time a government went into debt to fund something, but that's probably the two would correlate. Sure.
Yeah, and then you came along and you had the creation of the federal income tax.
Mm. Who was the first person to institute the federal income? Let me think.
Who was that?
Lincoln. That's right. Somebody's got to fight. Somebody's got to pay for this war, right?
Yeah.
Right.
So,
and then it was done away with for many years. But
And then it came back as a constitutional amendment.
Yes.
I mean, it will never go over 2% or whatever it was they were having that debate. We don't need to put a limit in the Constitution.
Nah.
That'd be crazy. Who would ever think of it going any worse than that?
Along these times, they began to think of it as their money because truth is, it is their money. If you really, sad but true in the we the people and all that, yeah.
Yeah, we just say all that. So this is not true. It's not true anymore. Have you seen this? It's making the rounds on the interwebs. The question of, you do agree that the federal government just prints money, or the reserve prints money, and then the other person says, well, if they can just print money, and they do, and they just print us trillions of dollars into debt, why do they ever raise our taxes? Why don't they just keep printing more money? So when you start going down that road and you start asking these questions, it all starts unraveling.
Yeah. How does inflation work?
We got to take a break. One segment left. We'll be back.
Make 2024 the year you break away from the chain stores and join us here at Adams Drugs. We value your business and want to provide you the best customer service at the lowest possible price. We've been serving up excellent customer service here in the River Region for over 62 years.
I made the swap to Adams Drugs and I couldn't be happier. Having a job and then getting 3 kids to all of their activities keeps me busy. I don't have an hour to waste waiting on a prescription. At Adams, they know me and my family. I get in and out in minutes, and when I can't get by Adams, they'll bring the prescription right to my door.
What are you waiting for? Come in to Adams Drugs and let us earn your business.
Our friendly and personal staff will talk with you and answer any questions you may have about your prescriptions. Your satisfaction is our number one goal. Visit us at AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest to you. Adams Drugs is your local independent Health Mart pharmacy. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Looking for a delicious and creative way to cater your next party, event, or office lunch? Let Bates House of Turkey in Montgomery take the worry out of it for you. Sandwich trays, turkey casserole, hickory smoked or roasted turkey with your favorite classic sides. So many options, all homemade and delicious, just the way you expect. Visit Bates House of Turkey in Montgomery at the corner of Carter Hill and Vaughn Roads, or call 334-215-7775. Eat turkey. Feel perky.
Get Memorial Day savings all month at Lexus of Montgomery. Like the new 2024 Lexus IS 350, now just $453 a month. New Lexus IS 300, only $463 a month. Luxury doesn't have to be out of your budget. And with Memorial Day savings all month, there's never been a better time to drive a new Lexus. Memorial Day savings ends soon, so rush to Lexus of Montgomery, part of the Sutherland Automotive Group.
VIN number R50777182-4669 to assign. VIN number R513070645-27 to assign. 36 months, 10,000 mile lease with approved credit plus tax, tag, title, docky, expires 6/4/24.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Don't trust your home's electrical safety to just anyone. Trustworthy Electric is celebrating 30 years as your trusted choice to handle every electrical problem safely, affordably, and quickly. Trustworthy Electric. 30 years of service that's lightning fast, lightning good.
The Health and Wealth Show. The Health and Wealth Show. The show so nice, we said it twice. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV. The Health...
Make it up, son. Joke's over, hey?
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Is this like sorority house music?
This is jazzercise.
I don't even
jazzercise.
Know.
I got a whole workout to this. With her working out?
I don't know.
Sorry. You don't know?
Mm-mm.
That's okay. You're doing good. Dixter, who I think is calling from out of state. Dixter, welcome to the program.
No, I'm back in state right now.
Oh, okay.
I had to go to an emergency room situation. When I was on hold, I was fixing to be next, but I had to go in. I had to take my little dapple weenie dog to the emergency room. He flied down the slide into one of the pools and did a double back flip or whatever when he did, and throwed his back out or whatever. I tied him up on the papoose board and got him to the emergency room, and they started what they call them chiropractors. He did an adjustment on to make it where he can be a happy man.
You know, yeah, one of those weenie dog chiropractors. Yeah.
Dexter, is this real?
This is real, and you say you do it. Dr. Thump is the best at anything.
Dr. Thump, man, she's
been doing this stuff for 35 years. Right across from the CVS, kind of in the intersection down there where the old Western used to be years ago.
Oh, yeah. Wait, what? Why is your weenie dog going down a slide into the pool?
That's something that's never been said on radio before in the history of the airwaves. Make a note
of
it.
You know, put up one of them, I guess I can't drown in it. If I sat down in there, my head's still above water. But I rigged up a slide, you know, from like they used to have at the McDonald's, one of them tube slides.
Yeah.
Get up where the kids could go. Well, the wiener was up there, and he come down, and it kind of has a 45-degree angle. And, you know, he's small, and he did a double back flip and landed on his back and come out just squealing like, you know, a pig, you know.
Hope you got video.
No, I didn't get video, but I got my rear end chewed out for letting him get up there, you know. But y'all were talking about
sweet. It was a nice idea, though.
I mean, he had fun until his back went out. That's famous.
Well, I just had
famous last words.
3 foot long, and I took that old what do they call that saran wrap, and I just tied him down like a papoose board, you know.
Yeah.
Showed
him
in the back. I was getting to the emergency room at the Dr. Thump's office. And I had to go, you know. But she gave him a back adjustment, and hey, he's fine now. He jumps up and down now, you know. He just got in the 9-line bind.
Yeah.
But y'all were talking about modern women, a subject or something.
Yes, sir.
Well, I tell you what a modern woman is to me.
Okay.
And I just happened to see this on the Facebook or whatever. This girl named Hannah Brown. I mean, she's a fisherman. She can shoot. She can shoot a bow and arrow, and she can cut. You don't have to do nothing. All you got to do is drag it into her, you know.
Uh-huh.
But she's a noodler. She can drag one of them big old 30-pound catfish out, you know. That you go down and put a piece of pipe in the ground. They like to hide it, a tight hole, you know. She's what I call a modern woman.
She's a modern woman. You take her, Dexter. I mean, if you didn't already have a good woman.
Well, she's the same as my wife would be, because my wife used to do stuff like that. But, you know, she's getting on up there in age.
Obviously.
You know, we're all eat up with arthritis and everything like that.
Right.
So Gamogo, you know, makes it where you get out there in Cotton-Eyed Joe and Dosey Bay, you know.
Yeah. I got you. I found your girl right here. She's posing with a gigantic catfish, like across her shoulders.
Hey, man, y'all go down there and look at some of them pictures. See a wild hog chase them down, tackle them, and cut their throats, and hook them up and drain them quicker than you can say, don't you do it.
Yeah. No, I got you, Dexter. And whoever her husband is knows he better act straight, because she will
she'll cut him. Yes, ma'am and no ma'am like I do.
You know? Yes, sir. Thanks, Dexter. I'm glad you're glad the dog is okay.
I'm sorry I laughed now. I wasn't sure if that was real or not.
We'll try to be back tomorrow if they let us. Y'all be good. Be safe out there. See